Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
During the break, we just had a what moment. We'll fill you in on what that was in just a second as we get Connor Allen of 4 for 4 with us here on BetQL Daily in just a moment. Presented by BetMGM alongside Joe Ostrowski and Aaron Hawksworth. I'm Chris Mack. Final hour of the show live coast to coast on the BetQL network. Anything you may have missed so far, including recaps of last night's Wild Game 2s in the NBA, angles on tonight's upcoming Game 2s with Von Dalzell earlier, or Ryan Wilson's draft perspectives from CBS Sports in the first hour. You know you can rewind inside your Odyssey app. It's free. Download it today, AUDACY, and take BetQL Daily with you wherever you're going. Work, gym, ball field to watch the kids attempt to practice, home, wherever it may be. Take BetQL Daily with you. You can download us as a podcast, like I said, on demand as well. Just search BetQL Daily wherever you get your podcasts. Our perspectives on those big game twos in the NBA tonight in just a couple of minutes. Phoenix, Minnesota, Indy, Milwaukee, Dallas, and the Clippers, plus lightning bets before we wrap up for those watching on twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube on the Odyssey Sports Channel. Thank you for joining us. Connor Allen joins us now from 4 for 4 at Connor Allen, A-L-L-E-N, NFL on X and Twitter, where he'll get you some of his favorite angles for the NFL draft, which is now just about 57 hours away. Good morning, Connor. With it being this close, where are you starting to feel like maybe there's some movement in the foundation to all the things that we've thought up to this point in the draft? Is it J.J. McCarthy maybe going where none of us expected that wow moment we all just had during the break when we were talking about the idea of him to Washington maybe?
Yeah, I don't think it's that far-fetched. And I think at the current odds right now, we're looking at 12-1 on BetMGM. I think it could be worth a little bit of a sprinkle because all along we've seen all the reports give major caveats in their language and, you know, saying, I think it will be Jaden Daniels. Everyone I talk to from other teams think it'll be Jaden Daniels. But it's not really coming from within Washington. The latest reports that we got are that Washington really likes J.J. McCarthy. They also really like Jaden Daniels. Multiple people have said now it's not going to be Drake May as of this morning. So I think we're between those two. And, you know, there's some rumblings behind the scenes that, you know, Jaden Daniels and was not, I guess, super high up on their list for other reasons. So I don't know. I think that J.J. McCarthy is worth a bet. I'm on an island here. Everyone in the media is saying otherwise. But I think it's a small swing, low risk, high reward here for something that I think can change very rapidly. We already saw what happened with Adam Peters before in another draft he was involved with.
So then what? Does that mean top four end up being quarterbacks, obviously with Arizona trading out of that four spot? Or does it mean top three with New England also going signal caller and then someone else falls, which is typically what happens when you have a rush of quarterbacks at the very top of the draft? So what's the fallout if it is McCarthy too?
Yeah, I think that we would see Jaden and May go right after him, like 3-4. I think that the Cardinals' phone would be ringing off the hook. You know, they'd get an offer that they thought, you know, was better than if McCarthy was there at 4. And I think that they'd be more inclined to move back and then potentially trade back up like they did last year. I think that, you know, the Falcons at 8 are a very willing trade partner to move back. I think the Chargers at 5 potentially could move back as well. So, yeah, I think it would be the 4 quarterbacks all in a row, first time in NFL history.
What about Penix and Nix? Do you have them getting into the first round, either of them?
I don't know what to do with them because my personal bias is getting in the way of these bets because we're looking at Michael Penix, four season-ending injuries. Throws a nice ball, but he's an older prospect. Like, it's all of the warning flags that we've seen from Hendon Hooker and, you know, prospects in the past who all get pushed in the first round. But then you have, like, serious team from, you know, reputable mock drafters saying that he's, you know, basically a locked-in first-round pick. Same with Bo Nix. You know, Bo Nix fits the Broncos really well. Everyone's talking about how they'll trade back into the first round or maybe even pick him at 12. So I would, you know, personally lean that they're not going to go in the first round, but there's just way too much steam for me to get involved with that, to be honest, because, like, everyone is talking about them as first-round picks, it seems like.
Connor Allen of 4 for 4 with us talking NFL draft here on BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Is there anybody who you can find plus money on to take a quarterback with their first pick that may surprise you? Like, we went through some of our favorite bets about an hour ago, and I see Giants first position taken quarterback is almost 2-1. Like, that's one that kind of jumps out to me and makes me say, okay, there's a team that's sitting six. Maybe quarterbacks slide just a little bit. Maybe they overvalue McCarthy or somebody else. Or maybe they feel like they can trade their way up into the top three, three specifically, where the Patriots have said they're open for business. Just when you start to look at plus money and value propositions, Connor, what positions and team position matchups do you think make the most sense?
Yeah, in regards to quarterback, I think, you know, the Raiders at plus 230 isn't terrible too, especially if we kind of go along this lane of, you know, Daniels falling. We know that, you know, Jane Daniels has not been shy about saying that he wants to play with Antonio Pierce. And so, like, you know, I think that that's, you know, a viable connection there. Plus 230, maybe it's a little thin. You're probably better off playing just Jane Daniels exactly the Raiders. But, I mean, if you want to go with another kind of two off the path ones here, I think the Seahawks and the Rams are both kind of interesting. We saw, you know, Peter Schrager, who's really plugged into the Rams, say that he thinks they're going to go offensive player. We've seen some rumblings that they need a new quarterback eventually. And so drafting someone like Nix or Penix, you know, at 19 wouldn't be that crazy with the Rams first round pick since 2016 when they selected Jared Goff. So I don't think that that's that crazy. And the odds are pretty wild down there. And I think I'm still at a point where you can take a couple of long shots here because this draft specifically seems like it's going to be way more volatile than most people are projecting. There's like a consensus top 10 that I'm not really buying. And I think that leaves some opportunities potentially, you know, have some buying opportunities with plus money odds.
Yeah, for sure. That's exactly where I was wanted to go next. So I had you on Saturday on early odds on 670, the score here in Chicago. And at that time you had mentioned that one of your favorite bets on over under draft positions was Dallas Turner at over 9.5. And there was a time when that would have been a shocking move. Now it's like, yeah, it seems like that's the way that most people are trending. You mentioned the high variance with you, that back half of the top 10, it feels like anything can happen once those four quarterbacks and Marvin Harrison Jr. are off the board. What do you see? How do you think it plays out? And it sounds like you have a different thought process than most.
Well, at pick six, everyone's been talking about Malik Nabers going there to the Giants. But if we think about during Joe Shane, when he took over, so with Dave Gettleman, like, there was leaks every year. We all knew their picks basically, you know, I mean, weeks in advance, pretty much every time. Joe Shane took over. No one predicted really came on the last couple days, and, like, you know, the picks have been pretty well guarded. Now, like, the late steam is Roma Dunza at sixth overall instead of Malik Nabers. I'm not opposed to that. I think that that's something that's interesting, just kind of fading that there. And so where does that land for Malik Nabers? I think that the team would be very interested in trading up for him at 8. I think the Bears would be very interested in him at 9. So, like, there's some a little bit longer shots there. And then, like, you know, going further down the board, I think that at 10, the Jets here, if you want to get contrarian, everyone's mocking them Brock Bowers right now. I'm not entirely sold on that. I think that they could go with an offensive lineman. If Joe Alt's there, they'll take him. I don't think he'll be there. I think he'll probably go to the Titans at 7. If he's not there, I think Troy Fatanu makes a lot of sense there as kind of a versatile offensive lineman that can play inside, develop into a long-term option outside, give the offensive line more depth for Aaron Rodgers, make sure he stays on his feet. So, again, those are some of the longer shots that I think could make sense to kind of like the back half of the top 10 there.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I like that. What are some of your other favorite bets that we haven't touched on that are still available?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a Brock Bowers over-under. I like the over there. If he's not going to the Jets, I think that he could fall a little bit. Probably like 15 in the Colts, I think, makes a ton of sense. J.J. McCarthy under 5.5. The odds are like minus 130. I think that's really good. Even if he doesn't go second, and I'm, you know, a little bit, you know, crazy there, 4 and 5, I think, are still very viable. The Cardinals, I think, are considering trading down, could just stand pat and take Marvin Harrison. But if they don't, I think the Chargers are incredibly motivated to trade down. They've only been linked to basically offensive linemen, maybe some defensive players, and they don't really need a left tackle in Joe Alt. So, like, you know, they would have to move either Joe Alt or Rashawn Slater over to the right side, or they would have to draft J.C. Latham, who I think they really like. Taking J.C. Latham at 5 seems a bit rich, considering he'd probably be there, you know, in at least, you know, late single digits, early teens, I think, is where he's projected. So, yeah, I think that that is an interesting look as well, because J.J., I just have a tough time seeing him get out of the top 5 if the smoke around teams wanting him with the Vikings, with the Raiders, with the Broncos, or and Giants is real.
Connor Allen of 4 for 4 with us here on BetQL Daily. Follow him on X at Connor Allen NFL as we build up to the draft now, just a little less than 57 hours away. One thing we've talked a lot about in the last couple of weeks, Connor, is the over-unders totals of certain positions to go in the first round. Offensive line in particular is one where we've been back and forth, the number sitting right around 9.5. Talked to Ryan Wilson of CBS Sports earlier. He said he's heard different things about a number of different offensive linemen, but say Jackson Powers Johnson in particular, interior O-lineman out of Oregon, could be sliding out of the first round. That would lead us to maybe the under. I'm not sure. It does feel like there's the potential of a run on offensive linemen, especially tackles, in the middle of this first round. We get into the mid to late teens, especially. When you look at that number, is there value on either side for you?
I'm not sure if there's value just because his offensive line class is so deep. So I think I have 10 right now in my final mock draft tentatively. And I think that it's just because there's like this chunk in the middle, like you mentioned, that just like all need offensive linemen. And there's really good offensive line talent. And so it all kind of matches up here where we're going to see, you know, J.C. Latham, Talese Fuaga, Fashanu, like all those guys are for sure going to go. Fatanu's going to go. And then you get into like the lower tier guys where you're talking about like Graham Barton apparently is really well liked at 21, 20, 22. Like he's going to go somewhere in that range. Tyler Guyton apparently is really loved by the Cowboys at 24. So then you're getting that back range here where the Chiefs, you know, I think could go wide receiver with Rashee Rice potential suspension hanging out, but I also think they can go with offensive linemen and continue to protect there. Kingsley, I'm not going to try and pronounce it, Suma. You know, he I think is an interesting fit there at the Chiefs as well. And then, yeah, as you mentioned, JPJ could sneak in there. And then there's a couple other offensive linemen that have been rumored as well. So I'm only taking the over. I'm not taking the under on offensive linemen just because there's so many teams that need it. But I guess it wouldn't surprise me either way at this point, to be honest.
Okay. I want to go back to what you said about Alt. Now, you plugged him in at 7 to Tennessee. A lot of people have had that throughout. But let's go with this this idea of four quarterbacks in the top four picks and for the first time in NFL history, and a couple of bets that that pop out to me. Chargers sitting there at 5. So they could end up deciding a ton of bets. First non-quarterback, you know, that top five pick, of course. There's a ton of different angles. I keep going back to offensive linemen. So could Alt be the first non-quarterback, which is right now 10-1? That would be Leaping Harrison. Alt top five is plus 425. That jumped out. And then it seems like there's a bit of Latham buzz getting into the top 10. I kind of feel like the second offensive lineman that goes will end up being in the top 10. So Latham there is plus 425. Some of these value plays involving offensive linemen. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I kind of like where you're thinking about five, because I don't think anyone really knows what they're going to do at this point. I personally think that they would take Marvin Harrison Jr., which again is still like 3-1 at fifth overall. And you know, whatever quarter order you have the quarterbacks, I don't think that's bad. There's serious ties there with, obviously, you know, Marvin Harrison's dad played with Harbaugh. The Chargers defensive coordinator, when he was with Michigan last year, called Marvin Harrison Jr. the best overall prospect in the last 15 to 20 years, not wide receiver prospect, overall prospect. And now he's obviously with the Chargers. So, you know, I mean, he's not making the decisions, but I think that they definitely like him specifically there. But if they do go offensive lineman, which I think is very viable given what Harbaugh wants and like kind of the strategies that he's talked about publicly, I think Alt and Latham are both very much in play at five. So you can probably play a little bit of all of them, you know, just probably if you unit size correctly and distribute all three of those, because I do think that all three are incredibly live at five.
I wanted to circle back around real quick before we let you run, Connor. We only got like 60 seconds. Quarterbacks over under sits somewhere in the 4.5 range, 5.5 I've seen in other spots. But it comes back to Penix and Nix. Penix to the Raiders is 2-1. Do you think Penix and Nix end up going a late first round and those teams trade back into the first to get them? Or is it more about 33, 34, 35 for Penix and Nix?
Yeah, I think it'll probably be 33, 34, 35. You know, if I had to make a decision, and if I had to bet on the under 4.5, it'd probably be, I would take the plus money on under 4.5. I don't have a ton of conviction on it like I used to maybe a couple of weeks ago before, you know, Michael Penix's agent deserves, you know, all the credit in the world for just pumping everything up here, because it's been an incredible hype season here.
Great stuff, Connor. We appreciate the insights at Connor Allen NFL on Twitter. And of course, 4 for 4 has got you covered with every single angle you could possibly want to bet the NFL draft. Appreciate the time, Connor. Enjoy it.
Appreciate it, guys. Talk soon.
Yep, absolutely. We are down under 57 hours, 56 hours, 44 minutes, and I don't know, 50 some seconds until the NFL draft. It's right around the corner. We've got you covered every single day this week here on BetQL Daily alongside Aaron Hawksworth and Joe Ostrowski. I'm Chris Mack. Lightning bets before we wrap up. And coming up next, some pivotal game twos in the NBA tonight. Do we get nearly as much drama as we got in a couple of those game twos last night? Suns, T-Wolves, Pacers, Bucks, and Mavericks, Clippers, all on the way next here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.